Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The grand jury investigating the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez is now in its third week, and the people around David are starting to break. This last week, Robert Morgrant, the general manager of David's record label and president of his touring company, spent 3 days being grilled by Deputy DA Beth Silverman. According to reports, he was overheard in the courthouse hallway complaining that Silverman was being very pushy about why he never called police after learning a decomposing body had been found in his client's car. And a crazy thought, why not call police? His alleged answer, he didn't think it was his responsibility, not his job. And he just wanted to keep the tour going, you know, like you do. Meanwhile, a female witness connected to the case reportedly refused to appear, prompting prosecutors to seek a body attachment order to have her detained and forced to testify. I know it sounds like weird, body attachment. It means we're going to haul you into court and make you testify. She's represented by the same attorney as Morgrant. Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us to help break down what this pressure campaign on David's inner circle tells us about where the case is headed. So let's start there. Jennifer, Robert reportedly testified for 3 days straight. For context, is that unusual for a grand jury witness, someone who isn't the target, to be on the stand that long? What does that duration signal about what the prosecutors are after here?
Tony, it is unusual. For anybody who hasn't testified in a grand jury, that's just not how it usually rolls. You're in and out of there as quickly as you can. And obviously, the more you know, the longer you are on that stand. But 3 days is an inordinate amount of time.
Morgenthau was reportedly pressed hard on why he didn't call police after the body was discovered. His alleged response was that he didn't feel it was his responsibility and wanted to continue with the tour. I mean, it's a very corporate type response. Got to keep the money flowing, you know? What's your thoughts on this answer, if in fact that is what he said? This is the alleged of what he said in the hallway that somebody picked up on. How damning is that to say, well, you know, I didn't think it was my job? Is that a crime at that point, or is it just really horrible judgment?
Well, first, I always think about that telephone game just by reference that always you're getting something and it's a few removed. We don't know exactly what was said. Nevertheless, it's nothing that could really be able to be held up, I don't think, as far as being responsible. He could get a small crime like a misdemeanor crime, a failure to report. And depending on what else he disclosed, that's what I'm more curious about over those 3 days, Tony. What else did he know to be on the stand for 3 days? It makes me really wondering if he had anything to do with accessory after the crime, any charge like that could be charged.
Yeah. What do you think was meant by the prosecutor as being pushy? I mean, that seems like a very odd thing to have pointed out. What do you think that means behind closed doors? Obviously, we don't know exactly what was pushy about it, but that's quite a statement to make, isn't it?
Well, whenever you say something like that, how I think is adamant. That's the what I equate it to. In other words, this wasn't just a gentle discussion about something. This was, listen, you know, boom, why in the world didn't you come forward? This is what's going to happen with this witness, so on and so forth. So it seems like the DA is very forceful in her approach.
The fact that they were sitting there for those 3 days with the manager of David, and yeah, that is an inordinate amount of time typically for something like this. What does it tell you about what they know about this case or don't know about this case? Is this something where they're like, all right, fill us in on everything that you know? Is that what's going on behind closed doors? What's your thoughts on what's going on there for those 3 days?
Yeah, I don't think so, Tony. This tells me that the reason they took so long to form this grand jury and to come forward is exactly why these cases take long. You want to get all the information you can compile together so that you can interview these witnesses with all the knowledge in your backpack. You already have the answers to a lot of it, and you want to test the veracity and what they're saying. So it tells me they have a lot of evidence and a lot of information already.
What does that mean in terms of no one being arrested yet? If they have all this information, what are they doing? Is it confirming the information? Is it finding out more people being involved? What do you think they're doing here with this grand jury testimony? And what is What's the goal here? What's the outcome planned to be once they wrap this up? Is it making an arrest, or where do you see this going here?
Well, first of all, I think what they want to do is they want to lock people into their testimony. Mm-hmm. By putting somebody before the grand jury, now they really can't change their mind. They have sworn testimony under oath, and so they can't change. That's number one. Number two, what else can they get out of them? There's going to be a lot of holes that these witnesses are going to be able to fill, and that's what law enforcement is looking to do. Finally, of course, this is the whole goal. They did not want to charge this case by what we call a criminal complaint or criminal information, which is merely where you write something out as to what happens to or before a judge in a criminal complaint and then arrest somebody. They wanted this fully investigated via this grand jury, and I think it was brilliant that they're going to indict as opposed to charge by complaint.
Go in with guns a-blazing, not just, well, let's see what we find, basically. They're really waiting here. Does that tell you that they've known a lot for a long time, and they're really just really making sure their T's are crossed and their I's are dotted here?
Yeah, that's it. And I think also you want to put this already before the peers, before grand jury members that are going to be very similar to jurors in a courtroom, and see what the response is to all of this evidence, whether they know Bill or true Bill. If they true Bill this, in other words, if they issue an indictment, that is so strong. Even though I know people say you can indict a ham sandwich, that's really garbage. You have to put on good evidence.
Let's talk about the one who didn't allegedly show up, and now they're seeking the body attachment to compel her testimony. That's allegedly what's going on right now. How common is it where you have a witness for a grand jury not showing up? And then how common is it that when they don't show, that you go for the body attachment, that you basically force them to come in? She can, of course, plead the fifth if she wants, but to actually compel them through a body attachment order to get them into the courtroom, is this overly aggressive, or is this, what does it tell us about what's going on here?
Well, this happens more often than you might think, particularly in situations like gang investigations or investigations where the individuals do not want to have to come forward and give testimony on the record. So This happens quite often. And attaching that body, as you said, what that means is they can arrest. What's interesting to me is if they will charge some sort of contempt charge related to the no-show situation or not. That we will wait to be seen. And by the way, I think that's probably the least of this person's problem.
Yeah. I mean, why, what would make someone not want to come in and testify? I mean, what's your thoughts there?
Two reasons, right? One is intimidation, being literally afraid to come forward and saying something. And then what consequences are you going to have after you testify and people find out? Mm-hmm. The second reason is because you're culpable in some way. You are worried it's all going to come out and you know you're going to be locked down with that testimony. So I think those are the two reasons people don't go before a grand jury when they're subpoenaed.
Yeah. The manager, he's held multiple roles here. The record label GM, touring company president, day-to-day manager. If prosecutors believe that he had knowledge of the relationship between David and Celeste, or knowledge of what happened after her death, I mean, what kind of liability could he be personally facing, do you think?
It depends. He has to have overt acts that he did to cause Celeste not to be found or to participate in the cover-up. Oftentimes, knowledge alone won't be enough, other than, as I mentioned, for some misdemeanor charge concerning failure to report, something like that. But I think what they're going to do is just use this to get him to cooperate. He's the type of person you want to cooperate and be on your side as the government. Because he's going to have a lot of inside knowledge. And the fact he was on the stand for 3 solid days tells me all I need to know about the breadth of that knowledge.
What is your gut telling you as an FBI agent? I mean, what is your gut saying? Not that you need to predict anything, but is there something just poking at you that, ooh, you've seen this before?
Well, I've said it from day one. No one dismembers a body on their own. You have a party to do that. In all seriousness, you invite others. It is complicated. That body is heavy. That body is in rigor. It's not going to move. You need somebody to get a hacksaw and a hatchet. It's a lot of work to just cut. I'm trying not to be too graphic, but sure, it's just a lot of work. The blood, the cleanup. What are you going to do? It takes more than one mind. And as I've always said, these guys aren't going to do something like this alone, meaning David, if it's David's held responsible ultimately for this murder, if it was a murder, or you're going to get other people to help. I've always said from day one, look for others, not just David, to be involved in this. And there might be multiple others.
Do you think we're going to see David called in here at all to the grand jury for any sort of testimony. He has not obviously testified as of yet. Various reports out, the early reports saying, oh, he's cooperating, later reports saying he's not. So it's a big, we don't know. Where do you think this goes? Do you think this is where they're squeezing the people below who they think had something to do with this? David, I mean, it's easy for us to go and say, oh, he must be at the top of this chain just because of his fame. Other than that, I mean, we don't really know if he's at the top of the chain. Fame doesn't mean you're at the top of this murder chain. Yes, it's the car that's registered to him, but there's a lot of people in an ecosystem of a celebrity like this. A lot of people, a lot of moving parts. It's a business. It's a company, basically, that's being run. And sometimes in companies, there's secrets. People like to, if they don't want to have something be known, especially by your boss, if David is the boss, you may try and conceal it. You may try and hide it. You may be using company property to do those sort of things. So is it a stretch that everybody is looking at David as being one of, you know, the main people, one of the main players in this as a suspect? I know he's been named as a suspect, but is that everyone just going too far too quick just because of the role that he plays with his celebrity in this case versus what reality may actually be?
Okay, let me address a couple of these.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's not because he's a celebrity that he's at the top of the chain. He's at the top of the chain because A, he's been named a suspect, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Number two, he was the one that had a relationship with her. Number three, she was underage. Number four, the body was found in his car. Number five, he took a complete powder afterwards. Number six, he decided to put his properties in his mama's name after all of this happened. As far as cooperation, Tony, he was never cooperative. That is what the attorney said, and that's what all attorneys say. My client is cooperative. That is absolute baloney, in my opinion. Yeah. He will be called before the grand jury, and he will plead the fifth.
So do you think they're just waiting to get all of their ducks in a row before they haul in the gold?
Sure. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're well anticipating the fifth. So they may decide they don't even need to call him. But I think they might call him just to get it on record that he pled the fifth in a grand jury. But they might not. I think they will want to put that before the grand jurors. Everyone wants to hear from the guy. Everyone wants to hear. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that person to look them in the eye as a juror and say, I don't know anything about this. I love Celeste. I can't believe this has happened. That's not what they're going to hear, but that's what they want to hear. So I think they'll put them before the grand jury.
You think this is going to end up with multiple charges of different types? Yeah, I mean, obviously concealing a body, all that's going to be in there. But I'm wondering what else we're going to find. What other charges are going to come to light here in this case? What are your thoughts on that laundry list that may come to light here soon?
Well, I tell you, I would love to be part of the cast team working on this and looking at what happened afterwards, looking at all the telephone calls, the long discussions, who all is in that web cellularly or text message. I'd love to see these text messages. I bet there's going to be Google searches. I think I would have a heyday looking at all of that. I think that is going to be what helps line this case out.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's Social Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.